President Donald Trump angered many Native activists by moving to restart Dakota Access Pipeline construction. Thousands have protested the line, saying it could poison the Standing Rock Sioux's water supply. They also see the move as an affront to tribal sovereignty. But before Trump's inauguration, his transition team met with Native leaders to ask what they wanted out of the new administration. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The meetings were billed as listening sessions with Trump's Native American coalition and included members of the president's transition team. The coalition, formed just before November's election, is chaired by Republican U.S. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, a member of the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma. Jacqueline Peta of the Juneau-based Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska was among those at the Western meeting. She's executive director of the National Council of American Indians and a board member of Sea Alaska, Southeast's regional Native corporation.
There are things in this administration's agenda that we can find common ground on, like infrastructure development, like improving the economies of our communities. But tribal leaders made it really clear tribes are governments and should be treated as such and respected as such.
She said tribal leaders brought up health care, government contracting, education, and resource extraction. That included opposition to the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Tribal leaders said things like, we're not opposed to development, but we want to be able to make sure that we have a meaningful place and that our consent is part of the process of evaluating the permits that may affect our lands.
Tlingit Haida Central Council's Will Micklin, who also attended the meeting, said an overriding issue was the future of Obamacare.
We're concerned that the repeal, the Affordable Health Care Act, not also repeal the Indian Health Care Act, and not reduce funding for it from our other funding sources.
Another issue brought up in the meetings was land into trust. That program allows tribal governments to transfer title to the federal government, which protects the land from taxation or seizure. Alaska Native tribes have just begun using the program. Mark Trahant is a former University of Alaska journalism professor and a blogger on Native issues. He's a member of the Shoshone-Bannock tribe, now teaching at the University of North Dakota.
That was kind of evolving late in the Obama administration, and now organizations and tribes want to follow through. They're going to need some sort of mechanical side to make the process work, and whether or not resources are put into that by the administration, I think will be interesting to see.
Changes in the state's far north are also being watched by some Alaska Native leaders. Trahant worries the new administration doesn't know much about it beyond the potential for oil and gas production. That's especially since Trump and members of his administration question the human role in climate change.
Even thinking about the United States as an Arctic nation and what a changing Arctic nation, and what does that mean and what are the policy implications? The Obama administration had pushed very hard on the environmental side of that, but now you may see things like more interest in shipping lanes and resource extraction and that sort of Arctic issues.
While those attending the Trump team's Native coalition meetings were encouraged by the interest, they know many of their concerns don't mesh with the new administration's goals. That's certainly the case with the Dakota Pipeline. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.